So item one is a rezoning at 1166 Lorette Avenue under file DAZ 212 of 2014. And in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item two, a variance at 1166 Lorette Avenue under file DAV 125017 of 2014D.
Okay, and there's only two people registered for this one. When we get to the larger hearings, we'll have a few more instructions about how to proceed with this many people. Sure. So at this point, I'll call the applicant, Dale DeLisle. If you could come forward, you have 10 minutes.
Okay. The application is to rezone this property to an RMFS, and what I have here is some artist rendering of the property. What we're proposing to do is to build a fourplex at that location. We're trying to maximize the potential of the land while keeping in concert with the flavor of the neighborhood. So there's a number of different views that we can see for the proposed building at that location, which gives you some good insight in what we intend to do there. And that's a top view of how the building fits on that land.
Anything further?
Nope.
Any questions? Councilor Orlico?
Right, just one question quickly. Your setback, it's lined. It looks like it's lined up properly with the neighborhood. That's
yes.
Correct? Thank you.
Okay, you can have a seat, and then we'll call up anyone else, and then you'll have a chance to rebut if anything is said in opposition that you wish to respond to.
Sure.
Afterwards? Thanks. Okay. Is there anybody else who's here in support of this application who didn't register and would like to speak? Hearing none, we have an opposition, Lloyd Evoy. If you could come down, please. You have
good afternoon. Hand out.
You need to speak to the microphone there?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Good afternoon. Rockwood is a unique area, and unfortunately it has been misrepresented in this application. In the 2006 studies of the Complete Communities and Infill Guidelines, Rockwood was the benchmark. Rockwood is one of the highest populated areas, dense, in Winnipeg. It is three times the Winnipeg average density. What also has been misrepresented is the surrounding buildings. And if you wish to go to Appendix A, we'll move forward and correct them. South of the building on Appendix A, in Appendix A, it's itself is a multiple residence zoned RMFL, excuse me, but this is an 11-story apartment building. To be familiar with this area, along Grant is all this row of apartments. There's a service road that separates the apartments from Grant. North of these apartments is Lorette. The houses, including this particular property, share the back lane with the apartment blocks. There is two internal corridors. One is Wilton, which lines up with the east end of Grant Park Shopping Center, and one is Nathaniel, that lines up with the west end of Grant Park Shopping Center. The only non-R1 zoning, or R2 zoning, that is not within two lots of either Nathaniel or Wilton, are nowhere. The whole area of Rockwood is R1 and with some salting of R2, but you have this huge influx of apartments. It was designed that way in 1954. To say that we're going to add more fourplexes, there's only one fourplex. In your Appendix A, it was misrepresented again. Under analysis and issues on A, in Section A context, this is 214 Lorette is a fourplex. It's not. It's an apartment block. The zoning on it, if somebody had bothered to look, is RESAP. That apartment building has been there since 54. It is on the corner of Nathaniel and Lorette, and it faces Nathaniel. It's right across the lane from the Royal Bank. There's a commercial strip mall there where the Royal Bank is. The only commercial and the only duplexes and the only single fourplex are within two building lots of Nathaniel or Wilton. To start prostituting the plan now, when in fact Rockwood is one of the few communities that satisfies the infill guidelines and the community usage. You've got the oldest community center down the street of Rockwood, and Rockwood is not a corridor. It dead ends into the service road of Grant, but continues on to Cordon. Thurso South is two blocks long. It starts off at the service road of Grant and dead ends into the schoolyard of Rockwood School. So to say that we're adding these, doing zone changing because there's a corridor there, the only corridor is foot traffic. So this whole context of a fourplex. The other is this piece of property, that's qualifying me. I was born in Winnipeg in 1941. I've been living on Lorette since year 2000. I have never met the owner of this property. He doesn't live there, yet he owns 1166 and 1170. Each and every year, I and my neighbors have had to phone the city of Winnipeg because it doesn't comply to the livability, the Neighborhood Livability Act, and still doesn't. This picture is nice in their artist's rendering where the landscaping is shown as perfect. If you go there right now, you'll find the dandelions to be 14 inches to 24 inches tall. Again, this place has been run as though it's what's the proper term? Slum. There was a family of seven who rented the place until December. If you have an engineer inspect this property, you'll find it's uninhabitable. The foundation has been left to deteriorate. There's no fence around it anymore because it was left to deteriorate. There's been a slap of a paint cover on the outside, and that's the first time in 14 years. There was backfill around the foundation to cover up the cracks in the foundation. Dirt was dumped on that sidewalk on the side, and it's still there. This backfill was put there last fall. There's been snow plows going over top, and we still have dirt on there. The house next to it is 1170. His brother happens to live there. The sidewalk's been taken out. It was taken out last year. Has not been repaired. So not only do we have an applicant who is not vested in the neighborhood, we have misrepresentation of facts about our neighborhood. You will find from the Winnipeg Real Estate Board that Rockwood is one of the most in-demand single-family dwelling areas in Winnipeg. A house there sells within 10 days. People are running, driving up and down the street looking for sale signs. Now, we're going to put a fourplex in the middle of single-family dwellings that is totally out of context. Quite frankly, that is an insane idea, particularly when you have Rockwood that is the model for complete community usage. And with a density of 4,400 people per square meter. If you take a look at the demographics, and if your city planning had provided you the proper information, you would see not only from the demographics, we have a broad range of ages, and the purpose of the community usage, full community usage, is so young fellows like me can live there, not only to raise a family and let them go on, but now retire and enjoy the environment. They have all the statistics. Yeah, they're 2006 stats, but they're attainable. I got them online. It does not make sense that you're getting partial information to make a decision that is totally incorrect.
Presentation. Do you have any questions, Councilor?
That does it.
Thank you.
Any questions?
No? Thank you very much. Mr. Delisle, if you would like to respond to anything that was said there, you have a chance to now.
Well, I guess I can't respond too much to the zoning of all the properties because I don't know that. Michael Robinson probably could do that. But I do know that 1220 Lorette is a fourplex, and it's just west of Nathaniel. Right on Nathaniel and Lorette, there's a commercial building. On 1214 Lorette, there's an 8-suite apartment, and on 1071 Lorette, there's an 8-suite apartment. So the flavor of the neighborhood is small multifamily dwellings, right, which is what we're proposing here is to build that fourplex. As for the property not being kept, the lawn not being kept, that property was previously rented to a tenant. Under the tenant agreement, the tenant is responsible to handle the grass and the maintenance of the property around, keep the garbage off it, and that's fine. What we're proposing is a $1 million building. It's never going to be in disrepair. You're not going to put something up like that and let it, go to waste, right? That structure that's there now is not going to be on that land anymore, so its condition is inconsequential. So that's all I have to say.
And I forgot to ask earlier if there was anyone else in opposition who wished to speak who didn't register. Just want to be sure on this item. Okay. No questions? Pardon? Or for information? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Vaughan. Oh, question for him?
Question for the applicant. Thank you for your presentation. And I know the area quite well. There is a school located right down there. It does the traffic issues. So just a point blank for you, why have you chosen to fourplex rather than like an R2 zoning rather than an RMF zoning?
Say again, please.
Why are you going to try to build so much on that lot?
A fourplex?
Yeah, rather than a duplex. Because that has happened a little bit in the neighborhood. The RMF, the larger buildings you're talking about are on Nathaniel. They're not really looking on my map, our zoning map. Besides the apartment blocks on Grant, there's not a lot of, well, there is no RMS around you at all. They're all R01s.
Well, there is a fourplex on Lorette, which is west of Nathaniel beside the commercial building.
Beside a commercial building, that's right.
So just it's right off the side, yeah.
Right. And but what you're talking off Thurso or Rockwood or anywhere in there, Thurso to Rockwood, even pretty well anywhere, except for a little bit on Nathaniel there, and they're creeping forward from there. There's a one little R2. There's an R2 on Lorette, another R2 on Lorette, and then at the end there's an RMF, but that faces Nathaniel, which is more of a collector street, which you're not on a collector street.
I'm just going by the ones I've seen on Lorette, and the one that's directly on Lorette, the 1071, is an eight-suite apartment, which is on Wilton and Lorette.
Wilton and Lorette.
Okay. And the other one I've mentioned beside the commercial is right on Lorette as well.
Right, on the other side of Wilton, there's two spots there. But again, Wilton is, as you see, Wilton goes right through.
Right.
It's a little different. Okay, that's fair enough.
And what I'm trying to do is maximize the potential of that particular piece of land. It's a 64-foot frontage. It will easily hold a fourplex. It will contribute to the tax base of the neighborhood. And it's not going to have a major impact on traffic. You know, they're single-family fourplexes, right?
But I'll tell you what impact it does have. The impact it does have regarding zoning. I have to look at it more than just your property. I look at the area context as well. So when we rezone this RMF, gosh be darned, there's going to be other ones that are going to come forward now, because we've now set a precedent. And then, as the area planner does, they say these properties are RMF-able because we've approved yours already. So that's a greater context that I'm looking at right now as well.
True, but that is the only property on Lorette that has that frontage.
Again, it's amazing how many things happen. But
sure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
To the administration, I guess, my question to the administration before we get going. Mr. Robinson, would there be... I'm not leaning to support an RMF there. I think that's too much for that corner in that street location by that school. Would today be a denial of the RMF, or could I substitute R2? Or would that require rezoning, going back up to rezoning?
You could approve an RMF today with a condition capping the number of units. That would be one option, like through a zoning agreement, like limiting it to X number of units within RMF. You could also, I believe, do R2 because it's a lower...
It's a lower zoning category. We're allowed to do that.
Right? Under R2, they would be able to do a duplex. Anything more than that, they'd have to come back for conditional use to do multiple family.
If it's two or three or whatever. Anything
you're
about
allowed
two?
Up to two and with the R2, if like three or four, they'd have to apply for conditional use.
Okay. All right. In there right now, then. So we're doing them both at once, Andrew.
We start with the
zoning.
Start with the.
Oh yeah, turn cell phones off. Let me get right down there. Da-da-da-da-da.
Starting with the rezoning.
Mr. Young, is that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read?
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
Receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor, any opposed, carried.
The director.